Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we considered what this life is all about. Who we are as God's children. How we became His children through the washing of holy baptism. And how we know that truth from His Word. This week, we continue considering what this life is all about. Pondering the questions, what is power and what is good? In view of our epistle text from Revelation chapter 5. In our text from Revelation, St. John writes that the Lamb is the only one worthy of blessing and honor and glory and might, which could also be rendered power, forever and ever. Today, then, we look at why the Lamb is worthy of this power, as well as what is good and why. Starting just a couple verses before our text, St. John writes, "Between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which were the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.'" Here we hear about the vision that St. John had. He was taken up into heaven to the throne room of God. And here he beheld the Lamb of God, coming into this great throne room. It was the Lamb looking as though it had been slain. And indeed, in their song, the four living creatures and the elders praised the Lamb as the one who had been slain. Later in the epistle of Revelation, an angel will promptly correct St. John for bowing and attempting to worship him, instead pointing him to worship only God. Here, these creatures and elders are worshiping this Lamb. Since they are not rebuked for this, it is right to perceive that the Lamb is God. Yet God is also seated on the throne. So who are these? The one seated on the throne is the Father. And the Lamb is, of course, Jesus, who had been slain as the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. And worthy is He, the Lamb who is Jesus Christ the Lord. He is worthy. He was worthy because He was slain. So Jesus is worthy to receive blessing and honor and glory and might, that is power, forever and ever, because He was slain to take away the sin of the world. Yet which power is He given? He is given all power, including the power to break the seven seals on the scroll that He had received from the Father. Those gathered in heaven sing and acknowledge that Jesus is the one worthy of these things. But do you acknowledge this as well? Are you willing to submit to the Lamb who died for your sins? Do you trust that He will manage all power well? Do you trust that He will handle it well in leading you into the future? "Then I," that is John, "looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.'" Yes, the full company of heaven proclaimed that at the time of John, and still proclaims today, that Jesus, the Lamb of God, is worthy of all power and all these other great things. It is He that they trust to lead them into the future, because they know that the future is secure and perfect in Him. They know that the future will be good with Him, and so they claim that He is worthy to break the seals, whatever those seals may bring. Do you trust that the Lamb of God is leading you into a good future, even as He opens those seven seals, whatever it is that they may bring? Of our old selves, we could never trust the Lamb of God, Jesus, or God, or anyone other than ourselves. But we are no longer our old selves. As we heard last weekend, we are new creations. We have been made new people in our Lord Christ Jesus. He has called us by His word and by the waters of baptism to be His. And we know that He wants us to be His because He died for us. Jesus, the Lamb of God, took on our human flesh. He lived among us. He taught among us. And He died by our hand. Yet the worst suffering that He had was the suffering that justice gave. He took hell itself on the cross, in your place and mine, so that neither I nor you would have to. So we can say and sing along with the full company of heaven, "Worthy is the Lamb." He is worthy of our trust, our love, and to have all the power, and to have our trust that He is leading us to good things in the future. And I, once again, John, heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. Indeed, every living creature proclaims that the Lamb is worthy of all. Those in the sea, on the land, on the earth, and even those living souls in heaven. Because He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to Him all are alive. Even those who believe in the Lamb, who are dead to this world, are alive in the throne room. The throne room of God. God the Father who sits on the throne, and God the Lamb, God the Son, Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. They are before them. And Jesus will bring us with them into the future. He is opening the seven seals of the end times. We do not know when the end will be, but we know that we are God's children by means of His word and by means of baptism. And we continue to be strengthened in our faith by His Holy Supper. We know that Jesus holds all power and that in Him, the end will be the most good thing that anything ever has been or ever will be. So with those in the sea and on the land and on the earth and throughout the heavens, we sing and proclaim, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." And with the four living creatures, we can say, "Amen." And with the elders, we can fall down and worship the Lamb of God, even Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.